7:30 on your Thursday morning, and if you're just joining us, just tuning in, you're on 88 FM, of course. It's your local station, live from the heart of Balito. And as we get closer to the weekend, well, we're setting you up for success. And not just on the music front, because obviously this is the home of real music, but we've got fantastic local information for you. And you've been hearing their name on the radio lately, but make no mistake, Lantech Computers is not a new arrival on the North Coast trying to build a reputation. Their reputation is well established. For over 20 years, Lantech Computers has been providing rock-solid IT and networking support to the local business sector. And from managing your endpoints and software licenses to securing your servers in the cloud and maintaining world-class cybersecurity for businesses big and small, with a head office based in Balito and a branch in Sandton and a national footprint, Lantech's team of qualified professionals can manage all aspects of your business's IT needs. And since we live and work in a world that's only becoming more digital and connected with each passing day, I reckon there's never been a better time to be making sure that your business's IT requirements are being taken care of by the real experts. And I happen to be lucky enough to have two of our best and brightest local IT fundies in the studio with me on a Thursday morning. And it's a big 88 FM welcome to Sandrine Govender, MD of Lantech Computers, and Paolo Simonetti, Lantech Computers Technical Manager. And gentlemen, good morning. Hey, Sandrine, how are you doing, my friend? Are you well?
All well, thanks, Mike.
Hey, you've got a good radio voice, hey?
Thank you.
Paolo, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm also good, thank you.
Great stuff. And thanks for making it in fresh on a Thursday morning, guys. Sandrine and Paolo, you both have almost 40 years of IT experience between the two of you. It's my great pleasure to welcome you to the 88 FM studio this morning. And I know the day has only just begun. Sandrine, you have been up since the wee hours of the morning. You've just come from a neighborhood watch patrol shift, am I right?
Yeah, we did the 4 to 6 this morning.
Holy moly. So some coffee is in order, eh?
Most definitely.
But Paolo looks like he's been up since since midnight.
Yeah, I'm not much of a morning person.
Well, you know, that's the IT thing. I would expect you'd be more of a night owl.
Definitely.
But I really do appreciate you making time to join us for a chat today. And I know you're juggling a lot on the IT front, both of you. You've got a large roster of clients ranging from massive corporates and enterprises to medium and small-sized family-run businesses and everything in between. And full disclosure, I must say, I recently paid a visit to your Lantech Computers offices based right here in Balito, Warren House, just behind the Lifestyle Center. And not only was I treated to some of the freshest and tastiest samosas that I've had in a long time, but I witnessed a presentation on probably the biggest and most impressive flat-screen monitor that I've ever seen. You gave me a tour of your state-of-the-art, your connected business IT management systems, and your remote online management and support capabilities. It like was really, really impressive stuff. But just chatting with you both and getting to know the Lantech operation, one thing that really struck me was how you seem to be really big on this idea of continuous studying to make sure that you're keeping pace with the developments in this rapidly changing space, the IT business landscape. And correct me if I'm wrong, but adding to your extensive qualifications, you've recently completed another round of training at UCT, and finishing with distinctions, I must add. What field of IT training have you just recently focused on with your studies, Paolo?
So we focused on cybersecurity, which is by far and away the most important upcoming part of the IT industry.
Cybersecurity, and it is a buzzword. Cybersecurity, cybercrime. Cyber seems to be kind of dominating IT headlines at the moment. What exactly is cybercrime for those that don't really understand the terminology?
Broadly defined, cybercrime can be defined as criminal activities carried out by means of computers or the internet. These can include phishing scams, ransomware attack, identity theft, or even just malicious acts just to destroy your data.
So it's a huge field, a huge patch of different things, but all in this kind of cyberspace, really. So this is a huge focus for you guys as part of your business, and obviously as Lantech Computers. In your opinion, how important is cybersecurity as an area of focus right now? How relevant is it within the context for us in South Africa, guys? Who can tell me? Paolo.
It is absolutely vitally important. Unfortunately, cyber threats are definitely on the rise in South Africa. We're seeing so many breaches constantly these days.
Really? And looking at sort of what shape it takes, what is the current shape of the IT industry in South Africa look like, and how well equipped are most businesses and industries to handle cybersecurity threats at this moment in time, 2022?
That is actually quite a heavy question. According to SABRIC, they're actually saying that cybercrime costs South Africa around 2.2 billion rand each year.
You get out of here. 2.2 billion rand.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. And we're actually ranked number 6 in the world of the most impacted by cybercrimes.
Does that tally with what you're seeing on your side, Sandrine?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, it's definitely on the rise. We're seeing it daily. And, you know, you can't totally obliterate this threat. So the best we can do is we can negate the threat. You know, there's a few ways that we can help the guys just to take a couple of steps and make sure that you you try and stay ahead of it.
Well, let's have a look at that, because as you say, it's a constantly moving target. There's always new scams that are being developed, new methods of infiltrating systems. So when it comes to looking at the best ways to manage and mitigate risk and to make yourself the smallest target possible, I suppose, or the sort of the most impervious that you can be, what can we look at?
Education.
That's what we're talking right now,
yeah,
right?
100%. So 95% of all cybercrime and breaches are due to human error.
Okay, so just your people not knowing what's what.
So if you receive an email, what can I look out for? What are the telltale signs? Listen, this is not a legitimate email. This is someone trying to impersonate someone else. You know, very briefly, you can skim through it and you can spot the traits.
There are some kind of obvious telltale signs, and making sure that your workforce is clued up. That's a big part of making sure your security defenses are up. But then software and out-of-date software, that's another issue, right?
That is actually a major issue, and one of the simplest things that people can actually do to help themselves: update their software, make sure they've got the latest versions of Windows. These companies, they spend lots of money to produce these security patches, and people just don't adhere to simple update rules.
So often when you're just updating your software, you're wondering, why do I need to do this? Why am I updating again? It's often because there's a security fix in the background that you don't know about, but it's there.
Correct.
Okay. And then looking at this ever important word, backup, right? Backup, backup, backup.
Backups is huge. It is massive. You know, if your data is lost, the first thing you're going to do is look for backups. And very often we get called in and the guys think, listen, no, I've got backups, I've had backups. But they weren't running. Oh, you backing up your data, you think it's in OneDrive, but your machine got taken out by a virus and all your data in OneDrive is gone.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so when you're choosing a backup vendor, make sure these people are heavily invested in security.
And obviously, this is an area that you guys specialize in, and you've got the know-how to make sure that there are redundancies, and if backup position number one is compromised, you've got a backup plan B as well.
Yeah, redundant data centers, backup on-site, off-site. Just depending on how critical the data is, that's how much of effort we're going to put in, or resources rather, we're going to put in to make sure that data is secure.
Okay. Now, what is this term that I'm seeing, legacy equipment? What does that mean? That sounds interesting.
So, unfortunately, a lot of companies, they keep old machines around.
Okay, so legacy means old.
Yeah. So, even if a machine is working, if it is old, if it's running, say, Windows 7 or 8, you need to get rid of them. They are not supported by any of the vendors.
Okay, even if it's your lucky laptop that you've done so many great deals
for 20 years.
It's a big threat. Get rid of that thing. and number 5 on our list, have a plan, Sandra.
Yeah, you always have to have a plan. So we said you can't eliminate the risks. We can mitigate it. But if you compromise, you need to have a file in place. Not a file on your computer or the server, but a genuine lever arch file. The list of vendors you deal with, all the different software packages, who do I call if I'm breached? So every minute after you breach, you're trying to get your systems up. All of this is going to save you time.
Wow.
And time is money. So you want to make sure that you have a proper IT file with everyone's details in there, so you can just put out the file, get going again.
So it's like a crisis action plan. You've got it there ready and waiting.
A disaster recovery plan.
Disaster recovery. That's the thing. And as a company that manages the IT affairs of a large list of businesses, both big and small, have you had actual, are you encountering instances of cyber attacks and cybercrime yourselves on a regular basis? Are there any examples that you can mention, either from your own experience or from sort of recent news headlines?
Yeah, I'll give you the two for this year, the two big ones for this year. Dis-Chem.
Oh, yeah?
May 2022.
I remember that one.
3.6 million records were compromised.
Holy moly. So that's personal information, yep. Data that was siphoned off by who knows who.
And 2 months before that, May, TransUnion, our National Credit Bureau, and this was huge. The hackers got in, they encrypted all the data and demanded a ransom of $15 million. So,
wow.
TransUnion has all our data, our ID numbers, our addresses, our telephone numbers. They have all our data. So that data was compromised.
That's massively concerning. These are obviously, these are big, big institutions. And if they've been victims, I mean, what chance does a medium or a small fry have? Are small fries being targeted?
Yeah, definitely. We're seeing on a daily basis people receiving emails saying they're from a legitimate supplier, please change your bank details and pay us money. We see this often. I mean, on your phone, you're getting calls, please can I have your CVV number? It's here.
And do you have systems in place, though, from your side, as Atlantic? Can you help your clients filter out or mitigate these kind of phishing scams and things? Paolo, what do you reckon?
We do. We use email security systems. I don't know if I should drop names of products.
Go for it.
So we use Marmcast. It is bank-grade security.
Bank-grade. So that's what you want.
It filters out a lot of these sort of phishing scams. Things still do get through, but it's where you normally get 50 a day, you probably get maybe one.
Okay, so it's a huge huge filter.
Yeah.
Put it that way. And why is there such an interest from cyber criminals in South Africa? You mentioned we're like on number 6 on the list there. What about South Africa makes us so attractive as a destination for cybercrime?
Well, simply put, we have a lack of investment in cybersecurity in our country.
Okay,
so not all businesses have the sufficient funding to actually afford it. And these guys spend millions on their cybercrime. They are capable of... They spend millions per day to break into systems.
So it's an industry, really.
It is an industry.
And when you're up against an industry, if you're not investing in your own business's security, cybersecurity infrastructure, you are a sitting duck, pretty much, eh?
Unfortunately, yeah. True.
So what hope is there out there, guys? Give me something to feel good about. And look, how real are the current cybersecurity dangers? Who is most at risk? Just give me something to smile about. Really,
look, we're all at risk, right? But if we take the steps, proper steps, we put layers of protection around your data, depending on how you want your data protected. We put layers of protection around your data, educate the guys, just make sure we have the right systems in place. We can do a lot. Okay. We can do a lot.
But looking at the common threats, I brought up this word phishing. Phishing scam. What is a phishing scam, Paolo?
So, phishing scams are incredibly common. It's essentially like the same idea as someone actually going in fishing. They throw out a little bait on a hook, they cast it in there, and they wait for you to bite.
So this would typically be an email-generated type scam, hey?
Yes, very much so. And they do target anyone from the smaller person in the organization to what they refer to as...
big fish.
Whaling, big fishing.
Okay.
For the CEOs and things like that. So they'll go for anyone.
And it might start as a casual kind of email correspondence, but very quickly it can lead to you revealing your personal or banking data unwittingly, or having a bit of malicious software installed on your computer without you even realizing, and then the guys are in the back end doing who knows what.
Mm. That's right.
So it's seriously scary stuff. And what can start as a very benign email can suddenly become a company crisis, eh?
Yeah.
And then looking at this other idea, ransomware. What is ransomware and what is the ransomware threat?
Yeah, so just like the name suggests, ransomware. We spoke about the TransUnion hack. So what they will do is they'll try and get you to click on a link and they'll execute a bit of software on your machine. And once the software runs, it's going to encrypt all the data on your computer. Also probably on across the network, your OneDrive. And then they'll put a little message on your screen saying, listen, if you want your data back, pay us a ransom of X amount of dollars, or normally it's in Bitcoin, so it's untraceable.
Wow.
And once you pay them, they give you an encryption key and you can get your data back.
Well, you hope they give you the key.
We can.
Yeah.
But you can't decrypt the data. I mean, it'll probably take a supercomputer 100 years to break that code, and data is going to be worthless in 100 years. And we see that often.
And that's not just targeting huge corporates. That's you see it even for small operations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ransomware attacks. Wow. And I've heard of stories where guys have actually paid the ransom, and then the guys demand another ransom, or they just maliciously trash the data anyway. So, I mean, if you find yourself in that situation, that's really, really a serious pickle. Better to try and avoid that altogether. So, the thing that I'm worried about, though, is the possibility that you might have already become a victim. Your company might have already been attacked without you even knowing. How is there a way to check if your company or if me personally, if I've been compromised as the unknowing victim of a cyber attack?
So there are a couple options out there. One of the best sites we found is called Have I Been Pwned?
And how do you spell that?
It's P-W-N-E-D.
Okay.
So it's like owned with a P. So all you do is you go to the site, you enter your email address, and it will check you against a list of data breaches that they've discovered.
Okay, wow. So it'll actually run a search and check if your domain.
Email address, your domain has been used in a cyber attack.
Okay. So haveibeenpwned.com. That's PWNED.com. And look, I'm definitely not an expert in this area, but you guys are. And for those business owners listening to this interview who now realize that the threats are real, and that who understand, obviously you can't afford to be a victim of a serious cyber attack or a ransomware thing or anything really on that level. Can you give me a little rundown on Lantech IT Solutions, your cybersecurity product stack? Because this is a really big focus for you guys, quite a special area that you focus on and that you play in. How does it work, and how can a business start to get you on board?
Just to explain things, we can't really sell cybersecurity.
Obviously.
Because obviously it's a concept more than anything else. But what we do is we put down the latest industry standard technologies to try to keep your systems as safe as possible. Kind of like protecting your properties at home. You know, you put a wall up.
Yeah.
You put in security guards. Security bars, sorry, not guards. Sure. Well, you have lots of money if you have that.
Some people in Belize do. It's
You know, you just try to reduce the chance that you'll be hit.
Absolutely. You want to make yourself the smallest target possible. The criminals out there, they're going to go after
the easier targets.
There you go. So you don't want to be a sitting duck. And Sandra and Lantech has partnered with some real industry heavyweights to deliver this, right?
Yeah. Look, we're heavily reliant on our vendors as well. So, I mean, we partner with guys like Microsoft, your Cisco's, your Kronos's, all the big guys. And all of our guys have to be certified and trained so that we can use their products. But we also leverage heavily on their expertise just to make sure that we got your bases covered.
Fantastic. And I'm getting the picture here. It sounds like getting Lantech behind your business, a bit like having the Avengers or the Justice League on your side. You've got the cyber superheroes taking care of you and making sure that you've got as good protection as you could possibly have. So with that in mind, bonus question for both of you. If you could be any comic book superhero, who would it be? Paolo?
I'm going to throw a random one, yeah. Groot. Much easier to answer questions.
You're a legend, you.
Guardians of the Galaxy, fantastic. Sandrin?
Definitely Iron Man.
Iron Man, hey.
Chaos. I can see that.
You're a Tony Stark. very cool. Okay, I'm a Marvel fan myself, so you're all right by me.
Perfect choice.
Lastly, how can businesses get in touch with Lantech Computers to arrange a cybersecurity assessment and a consultation and make sure that you can help them find the right solutions for their operation? Sandra?
So there's no cost for us to come out and just do a basic risk assessment, a threat assessment for you. Just check what you actually have, what you need. Plot a plan on which direction you want to go to, so you can get onto our website. That's www.lantech.co.za, or you can drop us a call, 032-586-0815, or just drop us an email, support@lantech.co.za.
There you go. That's Lantech, lantech.co.za, based right here in Belito, and with the serious firepower behind them on the IT front. Guys, thanks for giving me the scoop. I feel safer already, somehow, just chatting to you, both of you. And my special guest this morning, Sandra Ngovinda, MD of Lantech Computers, Paolo Simonetti, Lantech Computers Technical Manager, and blasting off into the rest of the day like Iron Man and Groot. Guys, we'll be having another chat again really soon on 88FM.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Oh, and don't forget, we're going to see you at the Poiki competition this weekend, hey?
Yeah.